Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's wrap up the week in politics with NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, which, by the way, you can hear Meet the Press on Sunday evenings right here on KMOX. And gosh, so much to get through this week. I guess, first of all, we might jump into the controversy involving the late Senator John McCain.
Well, it actually all, I think, connects back to the issue that's hanging over the head of all of Washington on this Friday, and that's the Mueller report. I mean, the president went off on McCain starting last weekend because he was reminded on one of his on a show he was watching that John McCain was involved with getting the dossier from overseas into James Comey's hands when Comey was head of the FBI. That is true. So the president has Mueller dossier become a trigger, and then he goes off on McCain, and that's where this all came from, and then he can't let it go. And it just turns into this moment that puts Republicans right now in an uncomfortable position, because the president is that popular in his party, and sadly, big parts of the president's base endorse the way the president talks about John McCain. So it actually doesn't harm him. It actually fires up the president's base.
Yeah, I wondered what had started those comments, but you're saying it was a TV show he was watching.
It's all the Mueller. He connects it all to Mueller. You know, I know everybody tries to come up with it. If you just look, he did it. When he sent that first tweet last weekend, it was right after a Mueller tweet, and he talked about the dossier. It is a trigger word for him.
Is that maybe also why he's made a couple of big moves in the last day or so, signing that presidential order for free speech on campus, because he says conservatives are being discriminated against, and his talk about the Golan Heights being Israel's?
Well, look, I think the Golan Heights decision is pretty transparent what that's about. That's about Bibi Netanyahu's reelection. I mean, the Trump administration is going to unprecedented lengths to support Netanyahu in his reelection. And Pompeo's over there with him this weekend, went to the Western Wall with him. You have the president saying he endorses handing over control of the Golan Heights to the Israelis or accepting that. But for what it's worth, that's not U.S. government policy yet. That actually has to become policy of the U.S. government. That's just the president's personal endorsement. But that has huge consequences if the U.S. does this, because you know, the international community has been united on that in the same way they're united, for instance, on Russia trying to grab Crimea. So you could suddenly see how this goes to Crimea in a hurry.
And this week we had Roy Blunt, the senior U.S. senator from Missouri, disinvited from the Christian County Lincoln days because he was one of a few Republicans who voted against the president's emergency declaration for the southern border. And meantime, Chuck, one of our reporters, caught up with Josh Hawley, other senator from Missouri, yesterday, who says that he still supports that national emergency. He says 100% of the border is being controlled now by illegal drug cartels. That's according to Josh Hawley. But we've got this diversion between the two senators, Republican senators from Missouri.
Yeah, pretty, man. I'm not sure. I didn't know 100% of the, there's no fact that matches up with that claim there, by the way, about 100% of the border. That's sort of a striking claim by a U.S. senator. As for Roy Blunt, I think you now see why, if you recall, 11 of the 12 senators who did vote against the president were senators not up for re-election in 2020, not going to be on the ballot. I think that is why the political consequences of voting against the president were seen as pretty dire if you did it. And I think that's why so many Republicans who were against this. I mean, ironically, if you had taken a secret ballot in the United States Senate, I promise you there'd have been over 40 Republicans that would have voted against the president on here. I mean, to so many of these Republicans, a blatant disregard to Congress's role in legislating money as far as the Constitution's concerned. But I think that just shows you why only 12 Republicans ended up voting against the president. I mean, Roy Blunt is not somebody who's known as being an anti-Trump Republican. This might be the first time I can think of that he's really come out this strongly against the president on anything, and look what happened. This is the disconnect between Republican leadership and the base, the Trump base.
Chuck Todd of Meet the Press on NBC, which you see on KSDK here Sunday mornings and you hear on KMOX at 8 at night. Who are your guests this weekend, Chuck?
Well, we're in a bit of a holding pattern. I got one Republican senator lined up in Marco Rubio, but from Florida. But I'll admit we're in a bit of a holding pattern since a big report may drop today on Washington's head.
So, all right.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck Todd of NBC.
You got it, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.